Joining us now on the ticket, the winner of the Kentucky Derby. It's a Musers tradition. We always welcome the winning horse on the program the Monday after. We say good morning to Mage. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Great. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Craig.
That's correct.
Craig, I do appreciate it. Oh, man, I got to tell you, I am sore.
Are you?
Yeah. I ain't run that hard since when a woman's husband came home early.
You had to get out of the stall, huh?
Get the hell out of there. No, but, you know, I mean, it was an honor, and it was, but, you know, I still have the Preakness and then the Belmont to go before I accomplish my goals.
Oh, you want to win the Triple Crown?
That's the goal, yeah.
Okay.
Win the Triple Crown. Because that's when the endorsement deals really start rolling in.
Right.
Fresh seafood, shrimp. I mean, you get it all once that happens.
That's right.
But I'm already getting calls now for endorsements.
I bet.
There's some company that wants to do an anatomical reproduction of my anatomical reproduction tool.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Sell it to kinky housewives or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's kind of weird. I don't know if I'd deal with them.
What the hell's the world coming to, really? Come on, ladies. You want the real thing? I'm right here. Bring it back down.
Yep. Okay. We'll bring it back down.
But and I'm trying to get an endorsement deal with Velvet Taco and a foundation repair company. Can you guys hook me up?
Well, maybe, yeah. Maybe you should join us on those commercials here.
What a race, huh?
Yeah, you were awesome. You were really strong down the stretch.
I'm a champ, man. I'm a champ. I thought of Tiger Woods right after I won.
Why?
Well, because I bested him.
How?
I beat two Phils. He only beat one.
That's right.
The runner-up horse was two Phils. That's right.
That's its name. Phils. Yeah, two Phils.
That's a pretty funny sports joke right there.
Oh, man. Sounds like Tiger has his hands full with these latest claims.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment. Oh, jeez. Been there.
You have?
Oh, no.
Yeah, Tiger harassed me, too.
Oh,
what? That's weird.
Yeah, it's a tough deal. But anyway. And I also beat Angel of Empire.
Yeah.
He pronounces it Angel of Empire.
Oh, he does.
A little. I said, "Well, you spelled your name in a way that people are going to guarantee to mispronounce it." But but he said that would be bulletin board material for him. So,
oh, really? Horses get motivated by that?
Craig, you would not believe how much we get bulletin board material to put
up.
Wow. Yeah. A matter of fact, some of my primary bulletin board material comes from your station.
How?
Really?
There's a guy on your station named Norm, and he called me a trash horse.
Yeah, he didn't have you in the top four.
No, not in the top four. I will never forget it. I printed it out when I got my HP all-in-one working. I printed it out, and I pinned that on the headboard of my horse bed, and I look at it every morning
when
I get up, and that really motivated me.
Yeah, yeah. He said the whole field was pretty much trash.
Yeah,
on Friday.
Well, I think he's a trash broadcaster. that.
I guess that's fair enough. Yeah, if you want to return fire there.
Yeah, and why does everyone ask Norm who's going to win a horse race? Why don't you ask a horse, for God's sake?
Right, we could ask you and got the right answer.
Yeah.
This is Craig laughing. But I'm in a, I got part of my winnings.
Yeah.
You win quite a bit of horse dollars. And I'm going to upgrade my car. That's number one.
What do you have?
Oh, Craig, I'm in an old two-door Corolla.
Let me guess, it has a sunroof?
I had to cut a sunroof into it.
So you hang your right. head out.
I mean, that thing's held together by Bondo. I mean, it's a mismatched body panels, the whole nine yards. But
what are you going to get now?
I'm going to get a little bigger. I want to get one of them crew cab F-150s like you drive.
How do you know what George drives?
I listen on the app.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to be cruising around 430 horsepower truck like George. Or 431, I guess, with me driving.
Yeah, so, I guess another horse on there.
Throw another horse on there.
Oh, we're having fun, aren't we?
Oh, we are. I tell you, and it feels good to laugh after what's been happening at Churchill Downs the last 10 days or so.
That's really sad.
What's going on there?
I don't know, but man, if you're a horse at Churchill Downs, your eyes are darting around everywhere.
I bet.
Everyone is suspicious.
It's a little weird.
You know, it was, in defense of what has happened at Churchill Downs, it was all the horses that attended a 9/11 was an inside job seminar that ended up dead. So I feel safe. I didn't go in.
Okay, so. good.
You're good. We good here.
We good.
All right. Well, we got to run because we got to talk to Razor.
Oh, do appreciate it. Hey, go Star. What's with that Stars goalie? He really fell apart last game.
The whole thing kind of fell apart. Well,
tell Razor I said hello.
Okay, we will. We'll see you, Mage.
Thanks, Craig.
I'm George.
All right.
There's Mage, the winner of the Kentucky Derby.